Hello and welcome to another episode of Tech Enthusiast. I'm Neil.
I'm Simon. And we just can't escape it. New mobile phones.
Mobile phones.
It happened again. Accidentally pre-ordered it.
Oh man.
I know, it was a total accident. This time around, it was the new Nexus devices. 5X and the 6P. Do you know what? I'm fed up with specs. Let's not even go into the specs. The 5X is 5.2 inch. The 6P is 5.7 inch. That's all you need to know.
They've both got screens.
Both got screens. They've got fingerprint scanners. They're high-spec phones.
Yeah.
They're both great phones. High-end aluminium, low-end plastic. I don't think we need to know much more than that. So I'll tell you the interesting story about how I accidentally pre-ordered it.
Right.
I told myself, oh, there's not much price difference between our favourite phone, the OnePlus 2, and the 5X. I told myself, I'll just order the 5X. Yeah. I can't... Well, I'm bored of waiting for the OnePlus 2. So like, right, I'm going to get the 5X, low-end version, 16 giga.
Yeah.
It's not going to cost much. So I went onto the pre-order website just after the announcement, and they got me because they put the 6P at the top of the page. And I went... I'll order that one. So then they ended up ordering the 6P in 32 gig graphite. And I was reasonably happy with the price, £449.
Yeah, could be worse.
I was happy with the price until this morning when I found out that I paid nearly 40% more versus buying it in America.
Say what?
Yeah, and 40% and... You know, I go to America a lot. A lot of people I know go to America. So I could have easily got it to the UK.
Yeah.
And just think 40%, even when you add on VAT at 20%, where's the other 20% appeared from?
Mm.
Seems very unfair that we're paying over the odds. But if I compare that to my £808 I dropped on my iPhone 6S Plus...
Yeah.
Seems a relative bargain.
It does, definitely, yeah.
It does. I am looking forward to it, though, because I got to play with your OnePlus 2 the other night, and the way Invert Colours works seems quite smooth.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to jumping on Android and playing with the screen reader and, yeah, playing with an Android phone again. It's been nearly a year.
Really?
It's when I stopped using Glass.
Oh, yeah.
Which is... Oh, yeah, it was this time last year because we were supposed to use Glass while we were away. Can you remember?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and then we accidentally...
Forgot.
We forgot to get it out of the case.
Yeah.
And it stayed in the case and we never got around to using it. But how are you finding the OnePlus 2? You enjoying it?
Yeah, so far. I've only been using it for a couple of days, so it's by no means a stress test. But, yeah, it works, you know... Pretty much mostly like the OnePlus 1 does.
Yeah.
There are some differences because the OnePlus 1 was on Cyanogen.
I was about to say, this is using Oxygen.
This is Oxygen.
So does that mean that now your GPS apps work?
Do you know, I'd not even thought about that. I'll have to give that a try because
there was
issues.
An issue, weren't there, with Cyanogen?
Yeah, it was mapping worked, like Google Maps worked, but if I tried to use RunKeeper... Or, in fact, that was the only one I tried, to be honest with you. But RunKeeper just would not work for me. I couldn't get it to track my runs. It just wouldn't find me on the map at all, which was a pain because I used to use that app quite a lot. So I'll have to give that a try, actually. But, yeah, because now it's on Oxygen, which is OnePlus's own version of Android rather than using Cyanogen mod.
Is it close to stock?
As far as I can make out, yeah, there doesn't seem to be... a huge amount of proprietary stuff there or anything.
Because I really like the fact that as standard, it has a light and dark theme.
Yeah.
So if you do have like an issue with white backgrounds on your sort of the system menus and everything, you can easily change that. Because then, of course, you can choose apps that have black backgrounds.
Yeah.
Unless you like Facebook and then, you know, there isn't a black...
No.
Background choice, unless you use a hacked version of Facebook. You can do it on a hacked version of Facebook.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But, you know, then you're handing out your details to some unauthorised.
Yeah.
You don't know what they've done to that thing.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, I did like that that's built in. And I actually wish that was a stock feature of not only Android, but iOS. because some people do struggle to see those colours. I know it can be solved with invert, but invert is a very dumb and unintelligent way to do it, because then it inverts photographs and all your colours, and colours inverted always inevitably look awful.
It does look quite crazy when invert colours is on,
yeah, so it'd be nice if dark theming was at the OS level on both operating systems.
But I mean, I've not had any issues with it so far.
Fingerprint scanner?
Yeah, but the thumb that I use the most, my left thumb, didn't seem to be reading too well, so I've deleted that fingerprint and re-scanned it.
So can you have more than one fingerprint? Because yeah, I have my left and right thumb for my iPhone.
You can do 5 fingerprints.
I think it's the same on the iPhone.
Yeah, and you can name them as well.
Really?
So you can literally name it left thumb. And
can you do
like
the thing where you say that, oh no, because it's just for unlock at the minute until Marshmallow, isn't
it? Just for unlock, yeah.
Because I wished, Apple would never do this, but if you put your thumb on the fingerprint scanner, then it loaded a profile.
All right.
So for example, if one of my sons picked it up and they scanned their thumb, it would load their user profile.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would work really well.
Especially on tablets.
Yeah.
I'm amazed no one's done that. I can remember Google acquired a company. This is really interesting because, you know, you think user profiles, you know, that's interesting for us.
Yeah.
But there was this company that got acquired by Google a few years ago, and I was talking to the guy who worked for that company that was acquired, now it's for Google. And I was saying, so, you know, why were you working on this then? So he said, really interesting, actually. He said, in other countries, a tablet may be shared by hundreds of people.
Wow.
He says, for example, it would have been in like an internet cafe or like a community center, and people would come in and want to swap profiles and want their things when they log in.
Yeah.
So ownership wasn't really there.
Yeah.
But you could go in and switch profiles. It's like, wow, I'd never even thought of that. Because on the computer, obviously, you can have lots of user profiles. Yeah. You can use like the server side setup. But yeah, so they were doing massive user profiles for Android devices.
Yeah.
Then Google acquired them. So I was always hopeful that eventually we'd see that from Google.
Mm.
You know, real sleek things like doing the fingerprint scanner to load up a profile.
That would be a really cool feature.
Yeah. They should hire us, Neil. Or they should do. Should hire us to come up with ideas.
Yeah.
Give us our own engineering team. We'll be the product managers. And then someone can develop all our ideas.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I can handle it. But you get free food. It's worth it.
The OnePlus 2 has got USB-C.
I didn't want to talk about specs, but I'll come back to that for the 6P. So it doesn't support fast charging on that, does it?
That's the OnePlus 2. It hasn't got a fast charger in. So the OnePlus 1 would do an 80% charge in 30 minutes.
That's incredible, isn't it?
There isn't.
80 minutes.
Yeah, they don't have that in the OnePlus 2. And obviously the OnePlus is all about cutting corners, cutting costs, and that's a corner they've cut. And I think...
Yeah, I think it's an unfortunate corner.
Might be a mistake.
I'd have dropped the fingerprint scanner in favour of quick charging and NFC.
Yeah, definitely.
If we look at part costs, surely fingerprint scanner costs more than NFC.
You would think so.
And quick charger.
Yeah.
But then, no, the quick charger, you need the Qualcomm chip, don't you? Is that... That might not have that specific Qualcomm chip.
Maybe not.
That could be why. Comes down to specs again.
Yeah.
But the 6P, 10 minutes, 7 hours use.
Crazy.
10 minutes. God.
I have seen on... I think it was on eBay, I saw it, but you could buy like backs to phones that don't have NFC in them.
Yeah.
And the back that you buy for the phone has got NFC in, and it's got like cables into it, specific to each phone, but cables in that you could then hook up to the battery in the phone. So you can just put NFC in it yourself.
Can you remember when me and you went to meet that, went for coffee down in London, we met David, can you remember? Because then we were talking about NFC, and then you found that NFC device you can plug into the iPhone.
Yes.
That plugs into 3.5mm jack.
Yeah.
I always meant to get around to playing with one of them.
Yeah.
Because the reason I wanted to look at that, you can basically put an NFC tag on anything, can't you?
Yeah.
Like a business card, and that NFC tag could be a piece of text, a piece of audio. So my idea was to tag up everything in the kitchen, scan it, and then it reads out, like, says bag of flour, carton of milk, carton of orange juice, da 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 da. They were so cheap, they were straight up disposable.
Yeah.
And interesting tech, should be built onto the phone. iPhone has got it, but only for payments.
Yes.
And it would be nice to see NFC being used for a lot more things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it could be used for so many different things.
But yeah.
To tie it to the payment seems a bit...
Well, God, I was in Starbucks today and I didn't have any cash. And I was like, I forgot to put my watch on. I was like, how do you do payments on the phone again? I always don't my watch. I was like, what do you do with that? And then we got to the till and she went, we don't take Apple Pay. I was like,
what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do, but okay, Andy, it's on you. Just, yeah, could not pay for my coffee.
That's bizarre.
I know. I was really shocked. One last thing about mobiles. We're going to make this super quick. Bang it down in 60 seconds, then we'll move on.
Yeah.
iPhone 6S shifted 13 million units in 3 days.
That's a couple.
That's a couple. I did the math on that. If we average a $700 sale price, they made $1 million a minute profit.
That sounds like a perfect soundbite.
It does sound like a perfect soundbite. It just happened to work out at that. I think it's because I took the sale price of 700. Maybe the average sale price is like 650. I don't know. I just looked at the range of phones and went, you know.
Either way, they made a ton of money.
Yeah, it was around $1 million a minute profit. But what really amazed me is 13 million in 3 days. How do you even make that many devices?
Yeah.
It's a huge, ludicrous, massive number. Huge amount of parts, massive supply chain, from mining the goods to manufacturing it to putting it on a plane to getting it out there.
This is the first year, I think, in a long time that I've not heard anything about people struggling to get phones.
They sold out, I think it was like 36 hours.
Really?
Yeah, but I think they'd stockpiled so many that...
Because normally you hear about it, don't you? So they've sold out and now they're drip feeding phones out on a daily basis, but I've not heard anything about
that this year. They seem to be able to hide a lot of pre-orders, and 13 million is it's an insane number of phones.
It is.
But the other announcement this week, and perhaps the announcement I was the most excited about, despite pre-ordering that Nexus, was Elon Musk, our favourite Iron Man incarnate.
Yeah.
Talking about the latest Tesla electric car, the X.
Yeah.
But great car, phenomenal spec. A 4x4 that could do 0-60 in 3.2 seconds. They almost got three rows of seats as well.
Yes, yeah. The S has as well. The S is a 7-seater.
No, it's a vestibular seat.
It's a Woodward.
You know what a vestibular seat is, yeah? Where it faces the other way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still got three rows of seats.
No, but... Oh, no, you weren't. We weren't in the S, were you?
No.
Right. Your head would touch the roof on the back seat. I was struggling to fit.
That's no good.
Yeah, so the seat behind that, I think, would really struggle. Whereas the X is more defined. It's three rows of seats. But then someone asking the question, you know, how long till you can cover 1,000 kilometres in one charge? He said 1 to 2 years.
That's nuts.
1,000 kilometres. So our family car right now is diesel.
Yeah.
It's a Ford. And if we were to fill the tank, that's the range.
And we fill exactly what you want, really.
We fill the tank, I think, every 3 weeks, maybe.
Right.
So you'd have to charge the car every 3 to 4 weeks.
That's crazy.
Which just seems... Wow.
Yeah.
Once we're at that point, and we can come up with a great source of producing electricity...
Then idiots can stop talking about range anxiety.
Yeah. And real clean energy. But then someone asked a great question. When are they going to be autonomous?
Right.
Which is the bit that I'm really excited about. 3 to 5.
3 to 5 years?
Yeah. He said it'll work, but policy won't be in place.
Yeah, that's going to be the issue.
Because even when I was talking to people about this last year, the biggest topic of discussion was policy, 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 policy. They said, we're going to make the tech work. It's going to happen. It's happening. It's going to be real. In fact, GM announced today an autonomous car program for their campus.
All right.
So you have a mobile phone. Works just like Uber. You just say, I want to go to, I don't know, office block finance or whatever. Picks you up, takes you to finance.
Cool.
Because it's private land, obviously.
Yeah, they don't need to get in with all the government.
So we're getting there. These autonomous vehicles, it's a reality. It's going to happen. Massive policy change. I can't see policy driving through. Pun there. It's going to be like a 5 to 8 year for policy to change, surely.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need a progressive government. It's going to have to pass. If we're talking America, it's going to be tough to pass it with their system. In England, now, would policy have to go to Lords and Commons, or can you just put policy through without Lords and Commons intervention in England?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know what the structure is. We should know these things.
Yeah.
I don't know much about how our politics system works, to be honest. I know we vote a few people in.
Just a few. Well, they're the only ones that turn up anyway.
And some people are born into it.
Yeah.
That's about as much as I know about our politics system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People shout a lot.
Oh, don't get me started on Prime Minister's questions. I watch that sometimes. I say I don't know anything about politics. I watch the Daily Politics show and I watch PMQ sometimes. But PMQ just upsets me. Because it's just... It feels like a schoolyard system. Because in PMQs, they're just allowed to abuse each other.
Yeah.
It gets petty. A public space. And I just think, if we're at school, we get told off for this.
Yeah.
How...
And that's their job. If you behave like that in your job, you would get fired.
Yeah, absolutely. All the heckling and the jeering. Yeah. And it's awful.
It's really petty and childish and, yeah.
Oh, we should not talk about politics.
Probably not.
Tech podcast. So yeah, Elon Musk continues his reign as the real-life Iron Man.
Iron Man, yeah.
Absolutely, because you see someone picked up the Hyperloop contract as well.
Yes, I did see that.
So we're now going to have this transport system that can move goods at...
Stupid fast.
In fact, talking about high-speed transport, can you remember Concorde?
Yes.
Obviously, Concorde sort of had those supposed safety issues, so they retired it.
They're bringing it back, aren't they?
Yes, but that's not what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
But yeah, they are bringing it back. There's two.
Yeah.
They're going to put one as an attraction down at the London Eye.
Yeah.
So you can go on board, and they're going to serve the food that was originally served on Concorde.
What, in the 80s?
I assume so.
Nasty.
So caviar, cocaine and champagne? All the seas.
Yeah.
And the other one they're going to put into a flying condition. They're going to put on chartered flights. So if you're super rich, you can charter a supersonic jet. But someone's working on supersonic commercial transport again.
All right.
And they reckon London to New York, 1 hour.
What?
Yeah, 1 hour.
That's crazy.
How would it not fall apart? I'm no physics.
How would you be able to control that?
I would imagine they're doing... I can remember watching News Round as a child.
Wow.
Right, yeah. And I think the way you do it is you go so high that there's such reduced air pressure.
Yeah.
That you start just bouncing in around up top.
Yeah.
You know, so you can just go a lot faster with lower resistance. So I think you can go a lot quicker.
Yeah.
It was something like that. I can remember seeing it on News Round when I was like 10. So
I would not want to be the pilot responsible for that plane.
I don't know. Have you seen Thunderbirds? Where it all goes wrong.
they're international rescue.
No, where they have to go and rescue that jet where it goes wrong, that supersonic commercial jet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because that's real life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're gonna poison all of the people on the plane, including the pilot, then you're stuffed, aren't you?
Well, yeah, an hour.
An hour seems nuts.
From London to New York seems incredible. So you could... Assuming money was absolutely no object.
Yeah.
You could pop over for a meeting and pop back.
That's crazy.
It does seem unreal, doesn't it? I was honestly shocked, super shocked.
How would that even... I'm trying to work out how that would even work because of the time difference. What time would you get back?
Right, well, 5 hours, yeah?
Yeah.
So if it's 10 o'clock here, it's 5 a.m. there. If it takes an hour to get there, it's 6 a.m, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which then means it's 11 o'clock here.
Yes.
Then if I come back, it'd take an hour. So that'd be 7, 12 minus the... What? Oh!
Get back before you left.
Well, no, you can't because that's time travel, but...
I'm aware of that.
It would be 2 hours after you originally set off, wouldn't it?
That's crazy.
Because of the time difference, if you get back 2 hours... Yeah. Would it be 2 hours or would it be an hour? Oh, my... We should be able to do this simple math. Right. It takes an hour to get there, so you definitely lose an hour.
Yep.
And then an hour to come... Yeah, I think it's 2 hours. You lose 2 hours.
That's crazy.
So, theoretically...
Theoretically.
You could go for breakfast in New York and be back...
In time for lunch.
Lunch. No, this can't be right. We must be getting it totally wrong. We're getting it wrong, honestly. We've really shown up our poor maths.
Mine's dreadful, so...
On this... I don't know what, I really struggle with time zones. It really just always blows my mind.
Yeah.
No, because you'd have already lost the 5 hours, wouldn't you? So you lose... Would you lose 7 hours instead of 2?
Is it 7 hours? I have no idea. Because you get them back. So surely it'd just be...
I don't know, right. Let's think of this, right. It's 10 o'clock, I leave London.
Yeah.
Right, it takes an hour.
Yeah.
But it's 5 hours.
Uh-huh.
So that means... We should have done an easier number. That means it's 3 p.m.
Okay.
So if it's 3 p.m. in New York... That means it's 8 o'clock at night in England.
But right.
No. No. What? No. No, I said that wrong. Right, okay.
Surely...
I'm getting it all wrong.
If it takes you an hour to get there...
Yeah.
And it takes you an hour to get back...
Yeah.
And you're there for an hour, surely when you come back, only 3 hours will have passed.
Yeah, we'll go for that. That's right.
Surely that's got to be right.
That's got to be right. Because we said an hour there, an hour back in, which was 2, so we said an hour, that's 3 hours. Yeah, we'll go for that.
It's regardless of time zones, because you get the... You get the 5 hours, but then you take them back again. So...
Okay, right. So here's a question.
Okay.
What happens if we flew all the way around the world?
That scene from Superman? I don't know.
Because if it only...
No.
Because
no,
it would be a different day at a certain point.
Yes.
Wouldn't it? Let's move on.
Probably best.
Because this is
because our brains are melting.
We're obviously not as good at time zones as we believe we were.
I didn't believe anything. I just posed a question.
Don't ask questions like that when we're recording next time.
Apologies.
Oh, so other tech news, did you? Do you know what? I have another piece of tech news to do with planes.
Oh, God. Go on, then.
Virgin America on certain flights is allowing you to stream Netflix for free.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because apparently they've got this new Wi-Fi on board, which is 8 to 10 times faster than other Wi-Fi on planes.
Virgin America is just domestic flights, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Because
that reminds me of another Wi-Fi real quick one about phones. You know, last week's podcast told you I was burning through data, like no tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
The following day I found out about a feature on the iPhone that's turned on by default called Wi-Fi Assist. And when your Wi-Fi signal is poor, it supplements it with your mobile data.
I can't believe that's on by default.
So I was hammering mobile data.
Yeah.
Unknowingly. So I think that's how I got caught out.
That seems like it would catch a lot of people out.
I think it will catch a lot of people out to say it's on by default.
Yeah, just you wouldn't put... Yeah, I don't understand why that's on by default.
Unlimited data again now, so I don't have to worry, but there are some people that are going to get really, really caught out by that.
Yeah, definitely.
especially if you're away and you turn on data roaming.
Yeah.
You know, because you think, oh yeah, I bought 200 meg or whatever. Yeah, definitely going to get caught out. Did you pick up any other interesting tech news this week?
Not any other tech news, but I did get my new Amazon Fire 7-inch tablet.
Your £50 tablet.
50 quids.
That's... Oh.
It's unbelievably cheap.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel cheap.
It doesn't actually feel too cheap.
No, it really doesn't. Quite nice in your hand. So far, I've managed to watch it install a software update.
Nice.
I did only get it today. So
yeah, you literally got it just before we started recording, didn't
you?
Yeah,
literally. Switched it on for the first time just before we started recording, and it just, after it had booted up, just went, oh yeah, there's new software update, and I had no option but to install it. So
yeah.
I'll have a play with that over the next week, and then...
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it performs for £50.
Yeah.
Because there's certain tasks that you use tablets for that you don't need a high-spec device for, if you're streaming movies or...
Yeah, and the intent is for it to be for, you know, the children, so that I can have my iPad back. but, yeah, I mean, and most of the things that they do are... I mean, Ruby might surf the web.
Yeah.
But the boys just watch Netflix.
I'm sure it'll run Netflix fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It?
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, my interest in tech news of the week is micro pigs.
For micro bacon.
I didn't understand why they bred micro pigs until I read this story. Actually, it's for medical research because they take up less space, smaller pigs.
Right.
I suppose it makes sense.
Yeah.
But what they've done is they've genetically modified the growth hormone genome.
Right.
So it doesn't grow very big. And then the bred, a male and a female, that they'd sort of edited the genomes on to see if the pigs would stay small. And they have.
Right.
So now for $1,600, you can buy a true micro pig.
Which is now being bred in a traditional manner.
Yeah. So the original step was using technology. Now it's just arguably selective breeding.
Let's get it on.
You've made that initial step. And then, of course, that story brought up the concept of, should we ever do this on humans?
Mm.
Should we edit the genome? Because you could stop some very awful illnesses by editing the genome.
Yeah.
But once you start getting into editing the genomes, all of a sudden people say, well, can you not? Stronger?
Yeah.
More intelligent? Better this, better that? Oh, so it's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I was just amazed that they're breeding micro pigs and we can buy a micro pig for a mere $1,600.
Right. I don't really have any use for a micro pig, if I'm completely honest.
I know, I'd absolutely prefer a dog over a pig.
Hmm.
Could you honestly imagine having a pig as a pet?
I know pot-bellied pigs were a big thing at one point.
They were. I can remember that craze. Can you remember monkeys being a craze? You know, thanks to Michael Jackson and the chimpanzee.
I thought it was illegal to own a monkey.
Well, I said it was a craze.
Yeah. Is that why it became illegal?
Well, I didn't realise this, but do you know we went through quite a few bubbles?
Yeah.
I never knew that. And do you know why?
Because they don't live very long?
No. Once they reach sexual maturity, they become highly aggressive.
Yes, I did know that, actually.
So once they reach that age, you've just got to put them somewhere with big open space and not much human cuddling them contact.
Yeah.
So it's a very strange...
And I suppose...
And a cruel pet to have, possibly.
It is a bit, yeah. And from the Michael Jackson point of view, you know, you want a cute little monkey. You don't want a full-grown chimp.
And no, chimps are straight-up muscle, aren't they?
Yeah.
But yeah. God, how did we get... So where did we start? We started talking about the Nexus 6P. We ended up talking about monkeys.
Yeah.
And we don't understand time zones.
And we don't understand time zones at all now. The concept of time is lost on us.
Yeah, I think we got to it in the end. Yeah. It was just blowing our minds that you could do it that quick. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
That confused us.
Yes, I think it definitely put a spanner in the works.
It did.
I do have a little piece of breaking news, something that's been posted since we started talking.
What's that?
Amazon
yeah.
are going to ban sales of the Chromecast and the Apple TV because of their Fire TV stick.
What?
Yeah.
Amazon's place to do that, but wow. Really, that's official, that's out there, they've said they're not going
to
sell it?
Bloomberg are reporting that Amazon has dispatched a memo to all third-party merchants using the online store warning that both products will disappear from the site on October 29th.
Have they just accidentally leaked when the new Apple TV is coming out?
Possibly. But yeah.
Wow.
It's a bizarre one. It makes business sense.
That, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that they're the everything store,
yeah.
I don't expect to walk in the Apple store and buy a Kindle device.
No.
Or a Fire Stick.
Yeah.
But they've
never sold those products.
Whereas... No, and that's... Yeah. No. Fair enough, if it was your signature store. Because have Amazon got any signature brick and mortar?
I don't know, actually.
I think they did some pop-ups.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've ever done... They've got Amazon Fresh in New York, haven't they?
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't think they got... No. Wow. Shocking.
Yeah. And like I say, it makes... perfect business sense, but like you said, they're the everything store. Amazon is where you go when you need anything.
Well, that's it, they're controlling what the mass population see.
Yeah, and not just stuff that they're selling, stuff that's being sold on the Amazon marketplace.
Because unless you're really into tech, you go on Amazon and you type in what type of device you want.
Yeah.
I don't go and type in Apple TV, I type in media streamer or...
Yeah.
You know, a more generic term.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm.
I would not have thought that is going to catch some flack. And
yeah, they're going to get some stick for it. And the... Because
they stopped selling sticks. Hey.
Well, now they'll still be selling the Fire TV stick. But yeah.
We didn't even mention that Google had a new Chromecast.
Google have got a new Chromecast.
They have.
There you go. It's in lots of different pretty colours.
You're not going to be able to buy it from Amazon, though.
No.
So that means that what Google are now left with Best Buy, their own store.
Yeah.
Who else?
There's
a major, major player. Because Amazon would just dominate...
eBay.
Possibly. Would they do direct sales on eBay?
I don't know.
Because they're going to need outlets for their products.
Google could technically set up an eBay store. You do get big companies that set up...
I know Tesco and Argos have sell on eBay. I've bought from Tesco through eBay.
I've bought from Argos through eBay. I've bought from Morphy Richards through eBay.
You know what? Sometimes it's a good way to get a cheap piece of tech. Yeah. I got like a £200 Blu-ray player. I think for like 80 quid.
Really?
Yeah, because it'd been sent back as a refurb and it didn't come in its official box.
Ah.
And I was like, well, I don't care.
No, I just want the thing.
So I got like a really high-end Blu-ray player for like a low-end Blu-ray. Although, no, now don't really get used because it's full of coins. It's now a very expensive money box.
Yeah.
No, that's shocking. Restricting access to what you sell on your site...
Yeah.
You know, though, let's think about it. Amazon have had a history of doing this.
Have they?
When they don't get on with the publishers,
right?
There you go. Not selling books anymore.
Yes.
That's historically happened more times than I have fingers.
Yeah. And yeah, it just, like you say, it's where you go to buy absolutely anything. But at the end of the day, it's their store. They can sell what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like, you know, Apple revoked iFixit's developer.
Yeah.
Because iFixit tore down the new Apple TV, even though that's what they do. Even though in the terms and conditions it explicitly states on the developer pre-release, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, then I suppose the issue here was that It was an automated lottery system. So Apple just sent them out. They wouldn't have human checked it, would they?
No.
So if Apple would have known and sent it to iFixit, yeah, come on. You know what I mean? But they didn't. It was just an automated system. I think they could have been a bit lenient, but for iFixit to cry foul, you broke the rules.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get slapped on the wrist if you break the rules.
Yeah.
You'll get let back in eventually. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, there was no expectation from Apple because they didn't know who was getting it. But yeah, expecting a company that does something to not do the thing that they do is...
The best analogy I read online today was the scorpion and the frog story, which I can remember that story as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope people who are listening to this also remember that story more than having to retell it. But yeah. Oh, well, great breaking news.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Last minute.
We should probably wrap up there.
Yeah.
Next week we may have new tech in our hands. I may have a new iPhone.
Mm-hmm. And I'll have had a play with the Amazon Fire 7-inch tablet. So we'll come back and tell you what that's all about. Again, if you want to listen to us, well, you're already listening to us.
If you want to listen to us again.
But if you want to listen to us again,
listen
in
to our
different
bad
way, we've got the website, techenthusiast.com. You can listen to us on YouTube, which I forgot to mention last week. I know. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch on Twitter, which is Enthusiast Tech.
Tech Enthusiast on Facebook.
Tech Enthusiast on Facebook. And other things. I think that's it, really.
Yeah, that's everything. Well, yeah. I've been Simon.
And I've been Neil. We've mixed it up, haven't we? I normally do that bit. Never mind. But thanks for listening to Tech Enthusiast.
Out, Tay.